right about the time we learned how little progress Idaho's medical pot initiative had made, Tim Hinterberger was helping to turn in stacks of petitions in Alaska. Hinterberger is a University of Alaska biology professor and a leader in a push to legalize pot. Alaska officials verified more than enough signatures to get an initiative on the ballot, so Alaska, which has allowed medical pot since 1998, may be the third state to fully legalize it.
If, or shall I say when, it passes here, Alaska will be the first red state to legalize marijuana.
Like Idaho, Alaska has a Republican-dominated legislature and reliably votes for the Republican presidential candidate. Hinterberger says Alaska voters are pretty conservative.
But in a more libertarian way than maybe other parts of the country.
He's not talking about the Libertarian Party, but libertarianism as a political philosophy some Republicans espouse. It includes things like very limited government, but also an emphasis on personal freedom and choice.
But that's not the brand of libertarianism here in Idaho.
That's David Adler, head of Boise State University's Andrus Center for Public Policy.
I think it's important to understand the overlay of a particular brand of conservatism in this state, which tends to trump libertarian instincts.
Adler says that's evident with the pot issue and a host of others, including gay rights.
I think our brand emphasizes social conservatism, and I think that is a function of major religious influences.
The top religious influence that makes Idaho so socially conservative, Adler says, is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. About a quarter of Idahoans are Mormons. And Adler says other religions, like Catholicism, are also politically influential in Idaho and help give the state its social conservative emphasis. Tom Trail spent 16 years in Idaho's legislature. The North Idaho Republican introduced multiple bills to legalize medical pot and industrial hemp, but found no support. Trail says Idaho's GOP is dominated by what he calls socially prioritized Republicans.
The ideological focus is much more on the social issues than on jobs, education, and transportation. That's what really lights them up, and that's just very high on their list.
It's hard to tell if Idaho's population as a whole is quite as socially conservative as its policymakers. There is some evidence of public support for medical pot. A 2010 Boise State survey asked people if terminally and seriously ill patients should be allowed to use it. 74% said yes. But when the same poll left out the seriously ill and asked simply about allowing sale and manufacture of medical pot, support was only about 40%. No matter where public sentiment is, no initiative effort can work without significant organization and resources. Those are things the people pushing Idaho's pot initiative lack. The group Compassionate Idaho has about 5 active members and not much money. In Alaska's recent successful effort, they had hundreds of volunteers. But organizer Tim Hinterberger admits they didn't manage to gather many signatures. Those mostly came from paid gatherers. He says the initiative would not have worked without funding from the Washington, D.C.-based Marijuana Policy Project.
We're a national nonprofit organization dedicated to the reform of marijuana laws, and we concentrate on state and federal lobbying and ballot initiatives.
That's Morgan Fox. He says the Marijuana Policy Project won't be sending money to Idaho in the foreseeable future. It will be funding an initiative soon in Arizona, a state that's widely considered as conservative as Idaho. Arizona already allows medical pot, and Fox thinks it's close to full legalization. He says there's good polling data on public support, and there's already a strong grassroots organization.
We've seen a lot of support among law enforcement and public health officials and state lawmakers in Arizona that we just don't have in Idaho.
The president of Idaho's Chiefs of Police Association says his group hasn't taken a vote, but he thinks most members are against legalizing medical pot. And just last year, Idaho's legislature passed a resolution which essentially said Idaho will never legalize marijuana for any reason. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.